The city of Tulsa is shutting down its jail, and an aluminum smelter proposed for Inola is now facing opposition from the Muscogee Nation. That and more coming up on the KGOU AM News Brief for Tuesday, July 28th. I'm McDaniels. Tulsa is shutting down its municipal jail. Robbie Korth reports the announcement comes in the wake of an investigation by nonprofit news outlet The Frontier that revealed the events that led up to the death of a detainee last year.
The report from The Frontier includes video and details showing the final hours of Justin Benner. The Tulsa man was placed in a full-body restraint device and left alone in his cell in September 2025 before he died. At least seven people have died from preventable causes in Tulsa's jail in the last 3 years, despite documented employee concerns. In response, Tulsa Mayor Monroe Nichols announced Friday afternoon that the jail would close and the city would work to transfer most of its detainees to Tulsa County's jail by the end of the week. I'm Robbie Korth.
The Piedmont City Council has delayed a decision on a proposed data center after hearing hours of public comment. KOCO-TV reports council members voted to send the rezoning request back to the Planning Commission for additional studies, including a peer-reviewed water and wastewater impact study. Many residents urged the city to gather more information before moving forward, citing concerns about noise, water use, and the environment. The council is expected to revisit the proposal at its August 24th meeting. A $4 billion aluminum smelter proposed for Inola is now facing opposition from the Muscogee Nation. Thomas Pablo reports the tribe's National Council unanimously approved a resolution to oppose aluminum smelters entirely.
The city of Inola sits within the Muscogee Reservation. That's where a United Arab Emirates aluminum company intends to construct the largest primary aluminum site in the U.S. The project is backed by President Donald Trump and Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt. But the city of Inola has put the project on pause, and many of its residents resist the economic venture. And now, the Muscogee National Council is joining in protest. Muscogee Representative Anna Marshall authored a resolution to oppose the Inola smelter and any others like it. Her bill's language states the tribe will prioritize public health over wealth, adding the project would pollute air quality across northeastern Oklahoma. The bill was approved by all 15 council members present. I'm Thomas Pablo.
Extreme heat continues this week in Oklahoma, and while humans can find relief indoors, neighborhood wildlife could use some help. State Impact's Chloe Bennett-Steele has a few ways you can contribute.
Summertime generally brings abundant food sources for wildlife, but water can be more difficult to come by. Inger Jufrida is the executive director of nonprofit Wild Care Oklahoma. She says providing water is critical to animal survival in these conditions.
The one thing that we ask people to do if they're willing is just to put out fresh water for not only wildlife, you know, the birds and the raccoons and the deer or whatever that may visit their yard, but also benefits things like butterflies. People don't think about that, like they need water too.
Place shallow dishes or buckets around with pebbles and sticks for landing. You can also buy or construct shelter for small wildlife, like toads. For State Impact, I'm Chloe Bennett-Steele.
Read more news at KGOU.org and follow the KGOU PM News Brief podcast.
Each story you hear on Planet Money starts with a question. What happens if we refund tariffs? Why are groceries so expensive? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious, because the forces shaping our world can be hard to see. Follow NPR's Planet Money wherever you get your podcasts and start seeing how the economy really works.